Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, this is Justin Timberlake.
Hey, this is Ashanti.
What up, it's Jay-Z.
Hey, this is Jennifer Lopez.
Yeah, what's cracking, y'all? It's your boy Fabulous.
This is Ludacris.
Hey, what's up, it's your man 50 Cent.
Hi, this is Christina Aguilera, and you're listening to...
Radio as we chop it up on the shocking developments of the Bishop Eddie Long story. And my goodness, I have to let you know that I was not expecting to hear this one. I have truly followed and admired Bishop for quite some time. He's like, in my eyes, just as much as respected as Bishop T.D. Jakes, you know, and very unfortunate, very sad. I'm praying this is not true. But, man, to have gone through this, I know this has got to be absolutely embarrassing and just humiliating for his family, his congregation, and everything that he's worked for, his legacy, by all means. So tonight we're going to chop it up as we are awaiting for my special guest, co-host of the evening, Leonard Tatum. Let me open up my chat box here because I'm waiting for him to come through as we discuss these shocking developments. And today, I wanted to actually wait to do the show today because he actually addressed his congregation today. And, you know, it's just been crazy. So what I'm going to do is we are awaiting for my guest co-host to call in. I am going to actually play a song here. Today's Sunday, and I believe we all need a little bit of Jesus juice to keep us pumping. So I am going to play my girl, who is my absolute favorite, Karen Clark Sheard. Second chance, y'all. Keep it locked. We'll be right back on the live show on the internet, baby. Brown Sugar Radio. a beautiful woman. And, you know, now if something go out with Karen, y'all know I'm going to act a fool, okay? I can't take all this. It's too much. It's too much. But, oh, my goodness. I'm just floored right now simply because of the fact that I was not expecting this. And, you know, he is certainly innocent until proven guilty. I'm not here to convict anyone by any means, but good grief, this is crazy. You know, one case came out, then another one, and then another one, and then another one. It's just like, okay, are they ganging up on him? Are they fairly, you know what I'm saying, coming out of the woodworks with this, or is this a conspiracy? Is this a conspiracy to tear down another black man and to destroy his reputation? Now, I'm going to go ahead and get into a little bit of the story as I am awaiting. Where you at, Leonard? Come on now. Where you at? Where you at? As I'm awaiting, though, you know, certainly I want to get into some of the details. Many of you know BJ is a powerful house in her own right, and her name is BJ, I think it's Steinberg. I want to definitely make sure I report that correctly. But she... Welcome to all my listeners in the chat room. Thank you for joining us on this special Sunday segment. We don't ordinarily have shows on Sunday, but today I wanted to do a show because of the fact that this topic was high demanded from my listeners. I got several emails and some things on Facebook, and I said, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do this because I just truly believe that this can help to touch somebody, you know, to help inspire them or maybe give a little more clarity on the case. But apparently from the public, from the PR, the public relations with the church for Bishop Eddie Long's church had said they had no idea that these lawsuits were coming. They actually found it on the media, on the news, like everyone else. And ordinarily what happens, supposedly you're supposed to get a phone call, you know, when this is like a high-profile case, they normally forewarn you or give you some type of call, you know. And I just think that that was something that was very interesting and very, very touching because they did not even give them it's kind of like blindside them, if you will, all right. So with that said, many of you also know there were some accusations that one of the plaintiffs in this case had broke into the pastor's office at the church and actually went in and stole his cell phone, all right? Now, BJ, who is the attorney for the victims, there's four of them now, okay, she's stating that that is common if you go to various types of counseling and therapy, and any therapist will tell you that it is normal for a victim to lash out at their predator in the place where they were violated at, okay? And supposedly this particular plaintiff had sexual relationships with the pastor in his office and lashed out. Now, the other way to look at this is two ways, all right? We're gonna actually make sure that we say this fairly tonight. I want to make sure we're covering both sides of the fence, okay? For those that are for Eddie Long, all right, we're going to go with that first. I think that it does look awfully fishy that these pictures are all, you know, coming out and they're saying these are cell phone pictures that he sent to me, blah, blah, blah. If there's no date, if you didn't save the text messages and if you don't have a date where those pictures were sent, it's going to be kind of hard to prove that Eddie sent those pictures to you because there was someone that did break into his office and his cell phone, and there's people that take pictures of themselves all the time. All the time people take pictures. So, you know, with that said, let me check my switchboard here and see. Okay, all right, make sure my co-host. With that said is that there's some people in his defense saying, look, this is kind of shady. You know, how can we prove that he sent some pictures to them? They could have just took those pictures out of his cell phone. And people take pictures of themselves all the time. There's individuals, especially with the history now that I'm learning about Pastor Long, is that he is a health fanatic, very much into his physique and working out. And so to pose in a muscle shirt is not something rare for somebody that loves to condition their body, take care of their body, and that is a health fanatic. Okay, so, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, Why is Bishop, you know, he's a pastor, he looks funny in a tight muscle shirt. Why would he be standing in the bathroom with his, you know, with his physique all out and looking, you know, very seductive and sexy? What is it about this man? Why is he looking so sexy and sending this picture to these young men? Okay. Well, like I said earlier, he could have been taken, he could be in love with himself. All right, like I said, we're going to play the devil advocate today. I'm going to do both sides of the fence now. But these are for all of my listeners that are for the bishop and that say, hey, someone could have went in, stole these cell phone pictures. This is bogus. I can't believe that's all the evidence they have. Now, for those that may be against Bishop, all right, this is the information that we may have. Hey, Bishop Talk Radio, thank you for joining us tonight. You don't know if he's guilty or not. Honey, we all don't know. Only him, the Lord, and whoever was there knows the truth. You feel me? This is a very ugly scandal. Yes, I totally agree with you. Britmont, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. Is it Zionic? Welcome. And we have several anonymous guests in the chat room tonight. I want to say thank you so much for coming through tonight on Brown Sugar Radio as we discuss this very, very touchy issue, all right? Because this is a man of God and this is a man that has ministered to several, all right, across the nation, the world, excuse me, the world. Hey, PB, okay, I got you. Oh, no, 123, welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. I like your name, that's cute. All right, so anyway, what I was stating was that I think that it's a very ugly situation. It's very unfortunate that this is all coming about and coming so quickly. We are going to open the phone lines for those of you who want to chime in on the latest developments of the case. Many of you know that he did speak tonight, but let me go ahead for those that are against Eddie. All right, I want to keep on track some of the arguments that they're stating. All right, number one is the fact that the plaintiffs have way too many details. If you go online, his court documents are actually online, which is truly embarrassing. I mean, they got all his information, everything but his blood type, mother's maiden name, and social security number is in this filing, all right, from the plaintiff. So it's very, very documented. The thing that I found ironic about this case is the fact that three of them actually attended the church that was in Atlanta, but one of them, who's the fourth victim that came through just this past Friday, actually was not at the local church where he ministers, but at a satellite church in North Carolina. And this is the one that has had the most details out of all of them. We're going to go ahead and take this call here. I believe this is my buddy, PB. Is this you, PB, hey, 870?
Yes, what's going on? What's going on?
What's going on?
Oh, not much. I have to call in because this topic right here is crazy.
It's crazy. It's ridiculous. You feel me? I'm like, I have never seen nothing like this. Well, no, let me go back. I got to think of Jimmy Swaggart when he went through his stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm going to tell
you the difference between the white church and the black church, you know, and this is something I found. I see you there, Leonard. I'm going to grab you in just one second. It's ironic because, okay, when Jimmy was going through his mess, you feel me? It's crazy because he was the head of Assemblies of God. Well, they kicked him out the church. Whereas with black folk, I don't know if it's because we just have a stronger loyalty and devotion, you know, to our pastors or what is it, but he received a standing ovation today at church, and his wife stood by his side, and it's ridiculous.
I seen the
video.
I mean? If I could comment real fast, this is the thing right here. Now, I'm not the one that's going to judge and say whether he's guilty or not guilty, but this is my thing right here. If you notice from the video, because I watched the video of his sermon today that he gave, if you notice from the video, he never once said that he wasn't gay or anything like that. He just said that the way that the media is trying to portray him, that's, he's not that man. He never once denied those allegations, you know. So, I mean, to me, I feel like if a person is accusing me of something that I didn't do, I'm going to come out and say, my first thing going to be is, I didn't do it. I'm not guilty, you know. And of
right,
course
right,
gonna,
right.
He's going to go ahead and say his little spin about how he's not going to do this battle in the media and all this stuff. I wouldn't be surprised if we probably, if I'm just skipping ahead here, but I wouldn't be surprised if we end up seeing like this whole thing disappearing in a matter of minutes, because, you know, I believe he probably going to do some type of payoff and pay them, and they're probably not even going to hear no more about this. So him being guilty, they probably never come out. But I'm not the one that's going to judge.
Right.
I feel more sorry for the people at the church that's being led by him, you know, the people that follow him and believe him. This is what I try to always tell people. You don't put your trust in man. You put your trust in God. You know, and so people that's out there, they're saying that, and the people, and I just want to put this in the people that attend his church, if there's someone listening that follow him or something like that, it's not possible. I mean, it's possible that it could happen. So don't just doubt it out that, like, it couldn't absolutely happen. The pastor is man. Please remember that he is man. And of course, if you notice, when he first started his little sermon out today, the first thing was he said he's not perfect.
Right.
So if you say you're not perfect, then what you trying to say? You know, what are you saying?
That's true. You're absolutely right. I'm going to go ahead and bring on Leonard. You're welcome to stay on, PB, because this is a touchy topic. All right, Leonard Tatum, what's happening?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm glad to be on. I'm just getting out of 3 o'clock service. You know how church is.
Hey, don't even worry about it, all right? You know, I'm glad you can make it. Thank you so much for joining us tonight on this touchy issue. I know it's been a very controversial topic. And,
yes,
you know, it's something that is heartbreaking. It's very heartbreaking, you know, and I'd like to know your thoughts. I do have an anonymous caller here on the line. I'm going to bring them on, too. We'll have, like, an open forum tonight, okay? But, Tatum, I do want to get your thoughts. Hold on 1 second, Leonard. All right. The caller that's calling from a calling card anonymously, you're on the Eric Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hey, Brown Sugar. How are you?
I'm doing good. And you?
I'm doing fine. This is Oh No 123 in the chat room.
Oh, okay. Hi, Oh No. Thank you for joining us tonight. All right.
Like,
yeah,
oh, no.
That's shocking, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'd like to have Leonard, he's going to go ahead and give his opinion, and then Oh No, you're welcome to give yours shortly after he's done, okay, because I'm anxious to hear it.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Well, you know, I was just listening, and I caught a few minutes of what the brother that was on just was saying. And,
yes,
he pointed out
he's still on the line, too.
Oh, okay, yeah. So he pointed out some good stuff, and I'm just going to go and hit off of what he was talking about. The pastor did not say that he didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, if you look at the case, there's some things that stand out to me. One is that one of the young men had broke into the church and tried to steal some expensive jewelry from what the case is saying that was against him. And all these charges are being filed against the pastor after that. So we have to look at that. These guys are suing him for money, but their own story really discredits them because, first of all, they saying that they received money, trips, jewelry, all of these things that he was supposedly showering them with to coerce them to have sex with him, and they took that stuff, being of legal age. So that kind of makes them out to be male prostitutes, if you will, because they were taking money for him for sexual favors, according to their allegations. Now you're suing him once more for more money. So it makes them look bad, no matter if it's true or not, no matter if the allegations are true or not. It makes them look bad because they, evidently, these men were gay. Because you just can't pay me to have sex with you, and I'm not down for no man sex. You know what I'm saying? You can offer me $1 million.
And that's a question I was going to ask and address to the gentleman on the phone tonight is how much money is worth you going gay? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly. Now we know that the kids that supposedly went to this school had some issues with not having a father in their lives. This is like a turnaround school, the Longfellow School and everything. So they saying in their thing that he used that to kind of point out different people in in that group that would be susceptible to this. So I'm saying he probably picked out the feminine brothers that stood out to him as being brothers that was already gay. So
right.
Because they had no problem from 16 as well, 17, right? 17 was the age of one, and 18 I think was the age of the other guy, the first original two. But they had no problem having sex at that age, but didn't come out with a lawsuit until now, and they're 20 and 21. So it's a lot of stuff that's funny to me about the whole scenario. It makes it makes it look realistic,
shady.
Like it did happen on the one end, and then on the second end, it looks shady because it's all about the money.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's a great point that you just mentioned. And I had actually said that earlier, you know, that it discredits them because they broke into the office. But according to their attorney, BJ, I think is it Steinberg? She was stating that it's normal. She says if you speak with any therapist, that it's normal for any victim to lash out where they were violated at. And this is how I view it. And then, oh, no, I'm going to certainly let you tell your opinion. And PB, you can chime in whenever you'd like. Okay, a woman scorned, all right? And not saying that I'm in their defense. I'm just thinking of me, if I felt like I had been violated or someone had taken my trust and misused it, if a man cheated on me or mistreated me, you know, how would I lash out? You know how you see them women that lash out and they slashing tires, they busting out windows, they going crazy, right?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so that's how I look at it, as if they were lovers and if, let's say, Bishop Long did cut them off or do something foul or piss them off, you know what I'm saying? They lashing out because if they're thinking with the mind of a female or if they're thinking with a lot of emotion or whatever may be the case, if they're angry and they're coming after them, you know, he's coming after him, maybe he's thinking, look, you know, you're not going to do me like this. So I'm going to go in there, I'm going to set that church on fire, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Not saying that was an excuse. But I just know that I have been at that point. I've never done it, but I've been at that point where I wanted to set some stuff off, you know what I mean, on an ex that did some things that wasn't cool. But I don't want to see myself in that orange jumpsuit because I got kids I got to raise, you feel me? So I don't know if it was that extreme or if they were just being, you know, malicious, you feel me, if it was something else.
At what point are they the victim, though, when they're receiving money and gifts? Or when they're not receiving money and gifts, and then they retaliate for all of this period of time. And this is what people really realize: if you're a person that's being pushed into a position that you don't feel comfortable in, you have to act right then. Coming out 2 years later, or 5 or 10 years later, with some information about somebody, it makes people investigate your credibility. You was cool with all of this, but now all of a sudden you're a victim.
Right. Oh, no, 123, I see your comments in the chat room. You said you're going to try not to go too hard on the pastor or on the victims, or the alleged victims. Go ahead and let us go.
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Lord, I'm trying not to go hard on that caller right there. Lord, can we bow our heads and pray? Lord, oh, my God. I'm trying not to go. I won't go hard on him, but the things he's saying, I'm making faces like Jim Carrey over here. My God.
Okay, on Leonard, the one that's speaking right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Why
is that?
All right. Okay. Hey,
it's
this is
all
open forum. We are on a tonight, and I want to hear your opinion. So certainly express yourself, sister.
Oh, my, I don't know where to start. Well, where do I start? Well, first you got to look at the definition of a predator. Then you have to look at the definition of child molestation. Now, the state where it happened in, they have an age of consent. So they can't press criminal charges against him, but they can, you know, go the way that they're going now. Their attorney, she has a reputation. Her name is Bernstein. And she goes hard. She is, I believe she's prepared. I believe she drilled those boys because she doesn't want her name to be attached to a scam. So she drilled them harder than they're about to be drilled in court. A prostitute, if I'm being, I mean, I know a lot of girls who've been touched. I know a lot of guys who've been touched, and someone would give them something to keep them hushed up or compensate them or whatever. That, I mean, when you're being violated, I don't think that can put you, I don't think prostitutes feel violated. Those boys, at least one of them, has a child. And it's pretty, people are not taking into account that it's pretty hard for, this is the reason why it's so hard for a heterosexual male to say, I was touched by a man, because everybody's going to look at them like you're a fruity pie, and it's like, wait a minute, he manipulated me, he threw scriptures in there, and that's not also forget the fact that this man has power and money, he has his own jet. I mean, my God.
Right. I absolutely hear your point. You know, and certainly
okay,
I can see both sides.
Right quick.
Yes.
What age are you accountable for things? Now, if a 14-year-old kid went out and killed somebody, they would try him as an adult. So at some age, he didn't put a gun to their head. He didn't force them into anything. They took his money, and they waited till this time after the guy broke into the church before they brought a case, and now they want money. They're not looking to get him thrown in jail because he didn't commit a crime according to the statute of the law that's in Atlanta. So they want compensation by money. So they first got violated. They took money. Now they want money again. And they're at age now. They're an adult. And they're suing for money. It's
okay,
about
can I
money.
Say, can I address this? First of all, he's traveled from state to state also. This man is all over the world. So he has traveled. So as of right now, by the time the court hearing happens, I feel as though what happened in what state here and what state there, the state is going to step in and say, wait a minute, you did that in our turf, if you get what I'm saying. So, I mean, he traveled from state to state. Second of all, I mean, the boy who broke, it was one of the boys who broke in. And if somebody has been violating you, I mean, maybe because you're a man, I mean, I sympathize with rape victims. You know, there's grown women and there's grown men even, I mean, if you want to take it there, prison life or whatever, who've been violated and raped. I mean, nobody had to put a gun to their head to take their manhood, if you get what I'm saying. So, I mean, that stuff happens. People are victimized even in adulthood. So the fact that, and I mean, he broke, I mean, the way the attorney, and I can understand this, addressed it, she said, you know, he was angry, he was hurt, and he, and I quote, because she's on YouTube, and I quote, he wanted to take something that he knew that the pastor cared about. He wanted to hurt him the way he was hurt. And if you know anything about rape victims, you know that they lash out in the strangest ways. You may get a girl who was molested at 15, 16, 17 years old, and she turns around, grows up, and the whole society calls her a hook or a whore. So, I mean, the people respond to abuse. I'm sympathetic towards abuse. Like, I don't know what else to say.
I totally understand your mercy. You know?
If
you
child
hear
molested,
me? Okay.
Would you,
yeah,
would you
we
want
can hear
criminal
you.
Charges brought against the accused, or would you want money?
First of all, there's nothing else that can be done. First of all, these four guys are not. First of all, I went to sleep on Thursday, woke up, and somebody said there's a fourth guy. I said, wait a minute, let me hit Google, because I didn't know this attorney that they have, and come to find out there's about 30 other young men that contacted her. And I'm happy that they're doing that, because they're taking a stand. There's no amount of money that can compensate them, but damn, that's the least that they can get. They were violated. They were violated. That's not for even, okay, let's say if they were gay. Gay people get violated, too. They were violated. There's no amount of, if they gave them $50 million, that's still not going to take away the scars that they have on them that you just can't see. So
everybody's
tripping about over the money.
I actually put the court documents in the chat room, and I didn't see, I mean, I'm going to have to read it thoroughly, because I didn't see anything in there that was saying, you know, we want to be paid X amount of dollars because we feel that we weren't treated fairly. But I'm going to have to review it. Like I said, it's a long, drawn-out, I mean, the good grief. The complaint is just so detailed, as I mentioned earlier. It's ridiculous.
That's the law.
It's very long.
It's not criminal.
O.J. Simpson was found innocent of murder and then turned around and they won in court civilly. That's the law. If you don't like the law of the land, that's the way it is.
He's not being tried according to the law because he didn't break the law. He's being tried in civil court for money because that's the only damage.
Do you think this man is a homosexual? Do you think that this man's a? Would you want to talk about the victims? Would you send another man of you in a muscle shirt with a gold medallion around your neck?
I'm not saying whether he is or not.
Would you send another man? Would you send another boy a picture of yourself standing in the bathroom in leotards? I mean, in black leotards?
I'm not defending him. See, you're siding with the victim as if I'm siding with the pastor, the bishop.
No,
I'm not siding with anybody. I'm saying if there's a certain age that these kids were involved with him and they wasn't in a prison, they wasn't held in a camp, they wasn't had a gun, they voluntarily came to this school, they voluntarily paid to get into the school.
The parents put them there.
well, the parents put them there, and at any time at 16 and 17 and 18 years old, they don't have to take this stuff. We have to hold everybody accountable, not just the bishop. You can't say, there's a saying that there's no victims, only volunteers.
I hold the bishop accountable for everything, including his wig. Yeah, I hold him accountable.
Look at this. We do have another caller, you guys. I'm going to have to ask you guys to hold that thought. We have a 301 on the line. This conversation, I knew, was going to be very heated tonight, but definitely I want to say I appreciate each and every single one of your thoughts. 301, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Where you calling from and what's your name?
Yes, I'm calling from Maryland. Hello, Brown Sugar. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Who's on the line?
Yeah, this is Black Achievement USA.
Black Achievement. Hey,
yeah.
A long time no see.
Thank you for coming through tonight.
What are your thoughts on tonight's controversial issue with the bishop?
Okay. This, I want to say it very quickly. Yes, it may be hypocritical what's going on with Bishop Eddie Long, but it's not, in my opinion, illegal nor actionable, in my opinion, to be gay, to woo young men, to even engage in sex with young men who are twice or three times your age.
Right.
I don't see anything illegal or someone you can get some money for. I haven't heard anything coming from the lawyer. I looked over parts of their complaint. I'm still trying to find out what did Bishop Eddie Long do that says time to pay up.
Right.
If it were women that did that, it would be okay. That's what, when you like
right.
somebody, don't you woo them? Don't you take them to dinner? Don't you take them on your plane? Don't you do this? Don't
yeah,
you do
yeah.
That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know what the man. They say all the boys were of age. They're not crying and, you know, going to a prosecutor saying sit in the jail. They all trying to embarrass the man to get some money. Now it may be successful.
Right.
But I don't know what, and yes, it's embarrassing for a man in the pulpit of God, but somebody should have pulled his muscle shirt when he came out there. He wasn't just preaching in the pulpit with no bright-colored muscle shirt. He was profiling and wigging his eyes and saying, like, who does that?
Right.
Man, he was doing
right.
that for those boys, those young boys, telling them, yeah. You know, I can
and you know what, Black Achievement? That is where I would say he's guilty in the court of God, not in the court of law. You
right.
know, if you are
right.
a spiritual, you know, advisor, leader, counselor, you have millions of people around the world that are looking up to you, and
yeah.
they are trusting you with their children.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, I'll go to jail behind one of mine. You feel me?
I know
don't
I
try to violate any of my kids because I will be seeing you, you know what I'm saying, with a knife, gun, whatever I got to do, I will go crazy. So I'm just imagining what the family is thinking because we're all thinking these men, oh, well, maybe they want money. It could have been their parents saying, you need to file a suit. We need to do something. What can we do to get him? The only way
right.
they can get him is the pocketbook because they were legal. You're absolutely right. They were legal. You know what I mean? So when you go to court and you're suing somebody and they have done something to hurt you or something to violate you, that's the only way you can really get them. You know what I mean? If you're over that consenting age, you know?
Yeah,
so
right.
maybe their moms, their fathers, we don't really quite know what the actual story was, you know, and it's really unfortunate. You know, maybe more details will come out as this case unveils. But he needs to be sat down if this is true. Don't continue to be a false prophet or a false leader of God because, see,
exactly.
that's something that's very serious, especially in the Black community. You know what I'm saying? It is something that we uphold and we're proud of, and it's something that, you know what I mean, is a part of our heritage. We have fought. We see strong leaders like Dr. Martin Luther King and, you know what I mean, leaders that died in vain, you know, that were proud to be a part of Christianity, and then we have something like this. I don't believe that this is something that is just. And so the only thing I have to say is truly what's done in the dark will come to light. And so if the bishop is guilty, maybe this is God's way of dealing with him. He is being, you know, trialed through the media, if nothing else, his reputation, you know what I'm saying, and his everything that he has worked hard, his legacy, could be destroyed if this is true. We don't
well,
know.
Well, it's already, to be realistic, it's pretty much destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'll be realistic. I mean, is he any different when these allegations come up? And Michael Jackson was the same thing. I mean, and he was found innocent by the second time around in a court of law, and that's still, he's dead, and that still lingers over his head. So I mean, he's finished. I'm so sorry to tell you.
You're right, because Michael Jackson was never the same
connect
after those allegations came out. You're absolutely right. TB, you had a comment. I seen something you said in the chat room. Go ahead and shout that out. You saying something about he's a minister or something?
Oh, yeah. I basically was just going to say this. You know, with him being a minister, you know, I'm speaking from it. Like, I'm not even considering the law. I'm considering, like, with him being a minister, a bishop, or whatever he is, you know, he's spreading the word of God. You know, he got people following him. You know, it's people believing him and following his word, you know, that he given. And, you know, he got these allegations coming against him. It's wrong, either way you look at it. That's the way I'm just saying. And then also, I don't know if anybody watched his sermon today where they had the video of his sermon. And I think at the end, where he just kind of, like, proved his involvement in the situation is when he was like, he had five rocks. And he hadn't begun to throw either one of them yet. He was referring to the David and Goliath in the Bible where he had five rocks and he hadn't begun to throw any of them. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, what do you mean? Evidently, he said that he got some information, too, that he can put out there, you know. I might be reading too much into it.
You crazy.
Right.
We have another caller, guys. I truly apologize. Hold that thought. 253, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is Mike, and I'm calling from Seattle.
Welcome to Brown Sugar Radio. What's your thoughts on this crazy topic?
Well, it is absolutely insane because I am tripping how many people are defending this man and trying to defend him in the light that these children that started out probably 5 years old in his church, and then they got other children that are now adults that are coming forward, just like Catholic priests, they're going to find out that many Catholic priests, many Christian priests, many Islamic imams, all of these guys are out there doing that right now. And Bishop Eddie Long ain't no different. We got to stop saying that these boys were of common sense. If they wasn't nothing but 10 years old when they first met Eddie Long, the problem is the people in that church worship that dude. So if you see you got a child that sees his mother or his father worshiping Bishop Eddie Long, he is enslaved. He is enslaved as a child way before. And he even said after Bishop Eddie Long had all that, taking them out on trips, whining and dining them and all and carrying on, that's when the boys said he first came to them. They didn't know what to do, which any child that was raised under somebody who's like next to God, they would be confused. So for us to just even support him is just disgusting, especially when we're black men and little black boys are dying in Atlanta, dying in Dallas right now from homosexuality, and we're supporting that, and we're trying to defend it. It sounds like a pedophile would only defend it, for his own concern. But
that's
thank you. I love your show.
There's so many angles on this story, and we don't know all the truth. I'm not
quick to
bring
up the media.
It's
about what's out there right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to jump on the side of the media because we know they have said stuff that was so wrong and taking people's video clips and altered them. And they want to vilify him. I'm defending the church.
Look, he took a picture of himself in tight and sent it to these boys.
But that's right. You know, if this is true, of course he's a predator. Of course he's wrong. But we have to look at all sides of the story.
It is only one side of
the story. Can I please speak?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. What's all sides of the story? Children were violated, if children were coerced into having
the children say they were violated. It's their word is his word and the truth. We don't know. We do not know what he did.
Which I didn't hear what you said. Only this, Leonard. Let me ask you this.
We don't know.
Why?
Yeah.
Why would?
I know.
This is my only. This is my only. What's the word I want to use? Defense, I guess, as far as for the actual plaintiffs, why would they want to come out publicly, show their face, you know what I mean, and be humiliated, especially a black male? That's my question. I would not want that kind of shame on me. You know what? They probably are going
to
be receiving death threats and everything else because people are serious about their bishop now. I'd like for Leonard to answer that real quick. Go ahead, Leonard.
Because we've seen what happened to, what's her lady, Shirley Sherrar, how they altered what she said, came out, she lost her job, then they came back and found out. We can't trust everything that we hear on the radio or TV.
You're saying that.
But this is what I'm saying.
That's like you comparing gays to blacks. You know how gays compare themselves to blacks? That's the same thing you're doing.
I'm not going there. If somebody came up with and said something about a person, I want to know what's really going on. I'm not defending him. I'm saying that
it's time for a change. We got too many black kids going to homosexuality right now. I've seen young girls, not even 13 years old, hugging and kissing in the junior high school.
I'm talking about Bishop Eddie Long and the kids that's involved, these grown men now that were vilified.
They were kids when he started.
We're talking about it's allegations until it is proven that this man has done it.
Wow, man, you sound gay yourself. Sisters, I love you.
You don't
know what you're doing.
You
sound gay. You sound like a freak.
You don't even know me. You don't even know me. I'm not defending no homosexual. I'm not no gay man. You don't even know me. See, now you want to take it and make it personal because you don't agree with me.
Oh my God, and
that's true, you guys. We have to make sure that we keep open, you know, opinions. It's good
to
have an open forum, and
thing.
Everybody is entitled to their opinion. This is why I like having
that's
the
right.
open forum, you know. And it's great to have different opinions. You know what I'm saying? Because we'd be boring if we all thought the same thing. We're not robots. God created us to have different minds, and I think it's great to have the pros and the cons. You know what I'm saying? This is what we want to do tonight. I'd love to have open forums so that we can certainly put it all on the table, the good, the bad, the ugly, whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? I want to definitely make sure that we are fair with this, all right? And so that's my whole thing is that I see both sides, you know, and we just have to, at this particular moment, wait till we receive more details about the case, certainly find out how the developments take place. I was very interested to see how he spoke today at his church, and some people are saying that, you know, they believe that he actually was, you know, trying to hide something. Then we have those that believe that, you know, he is being targeted as a black man, trying to be taken down like they took down Michael Jackson, and, you know, they're trying to take down Obama. So there, you know, we just have to make sure that what we're doing right now at this moment, you know, the only person we can be in control of is ourselves, you know, making sure that we do the right things in this life and that we show our children the proper actions to take when something like this happens, you know. And I think it's very unfortunate because doesn't he have children? He has three sons and a daughter.
And a daughter.
Right, with his wife, Vanessa. Yes. And you know what's going to be interesting now? They're going to probably actually interview his children. Does anyone know, are his children Are they minors or are they adults? Does anyone know that?
They're like big kids. They're like, they might be like teenagers. 16, 17, 18. Like they, some
okay.
of them are actually, I think, maybe grown. I could look that up. But yeah,
okay.
they're big kids.
If they're underage, they're probably going to end up doing interviews and things with them too to find out, you know, if they had possibly been molested and what their history is like with their father. This is going to get deep. This is just the beginning. That's what's crazy. Someone mentioned earlier they felt like this case is going to subside and there'll be a payoff. I don't think so. Because look at Michael Jackson. Even though the very first case he paid off, then other people came forth later on, there was a price to pay. You know what I'm saying? His career was never the same, and it was very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. People Connect Radio. I want to know, you're saying all these things about the pastor and things of that nature. Certainly call in to the show.
Well, what I'm thinking, if I could just add in one more point here. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, according to the Bible, no one sin is greater than another sin. And, you know,
absolutely.
For the people that disagree and that don't believe or that do believe that he is guilty, my thing is this. We are all sinning. I mean, not us all. But some of us are sinning at this point now because we are judging. Who are we to judge this man, you know?
Who are you to judge? A pedophile?
Hold on, let him finish. I knew you were going to make that point, but this is my thing right here. You said that man that you got a man that's a pedophile, but at the same time, a woman that's sleeping with a man that's not married, that's a sin. No one sin is greater than another sin. Yeah, he might be a pedophile. That's by law. But we are forgetting that law and religion is two different things. You going by law, it's a pedophile. But see, if we remember back in the day, people used to get married when they were 13 and 14. People would get married at that age. But we are you basing your opinion on law. I'm basing it on religion. You can't judge him. No one sin is greater than you telling a lie.
I'm not
no
saying,
different than him being a pedophile.
I'm not saying.
You can't say that.
Is that,
what
is that?
Oh, wow. Whoever's by the motorcycle, you guys, please mute your
phone.
Okay.
Like, that's like when he stood in the pulpit today. What a coincidence he didn't have on a muscle shirt. But what a coincidence.
Girl,
he stood in the pulpit. I don't give a damn. He stood in the pulpit today and said, remember, I'm not perfect. The thing that the law permits him to say, I understand he can't get into details, but he could have at least said, I am innocent. He kept saying to the congregation, remember, I'm not perfect. So in other words is, I don't know what else is going to come out, and I'm definitely not clean. That's what it
but
says.
But he felt like it was more of an admitted. And admit
it wasn't even
what admit, you're
it's
thinking
like
it was.
Whatever, because, you know, the way this attorney is working, she's kicking out things, and they say it's also a videotape out there.
Oh, golly.
Oh, you didn't
know
that?
The icing on the cake. We have another caller here, you guys. Real quick, I want to grab this caller here. 901, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling, and where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Black Conservative.
Hi, Black Conservative? Is that what you said?
I was sitting here listening. I'm basically enjoying it.
Okay, you're calling from where?
I'm calling from Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis, Tennessee. Oh, okay. And so what are your thoughts? I know this is
well,
crazy.
I want to address something, a false premise that the other caller just made about all have sinned. So one sin is no greater than the other. I disagree with that.
Okay, that was PB that made that comment. Okay.
Yeah, that's not true. I mean, it's manifest nonsense to say that. The difference is that a Christian is someone who do not practice sin, not to say they don't have any faults, or they never, you know, commit sin, but they don't practice as well as, you know, the characteristic of their lifestyle. That's different between somebody like Ed Alone, who is willfully and doing
things. Who should know better, basically.
Things.
A more seasoned
Christian,
absolutely. Right.
Right. He is willfully, intentionally has done things that bring his character into question, his role as a leader into question, because, you know, if the guy just want to quote scriptures, there's a scripture in the Bible that says that a bishop is to be blameless. He is to live among reproach and have a good record inside the church and outside the church. But I stated a long time ago, a way back ago, that this alone was nothing but a false teacher and a false prophet. And this is just normally just one of those prosperity gospels, one of them pimping preachers that's pimping the church down there. And I'm fully convinced that he has engaged in these particular activities. Because
now,
I see a pattern
here.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, what made you feel that way? You felt this before the allegations came out. What was it? And listeners in the chat, I actually extended the show a few minutes since the topic is getting heated. What made you believe this before the allegations, you know, came forth? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
What was it that you knew or sort of heard or whatever?
Absolutely. First of all, the man has no character. He has never had any character since he entered the ministry. He started off in the ministry from this offshoot theology called Restorationism, or Kingdom Now theology. Doctrine is what he teaches. He doesn't teach Christian doctrine. Any scholar or Bible teacher will tell you, theologian will tell you that. The guy is so far off from Christian doctrine, it's just unbelievable. Truth of the matter is, the pattern is that you have a spiritual leader who's supposed to be identical, be able to identify himself with the common people, but he goes around in a $10 million jet, all this extravagant lifestyle, got black diamonds that are worth $100,000, and then he prostitutes the scripture, the word of God, to beat people out of money. You know, here's the man who was saying that God's word is his spirit. Now, what kind of convoluted stuff is that?
Right.
You know?
Right.
This crazy heathen, you know?
So that's interesting you said that, because there was one of the victims actually put in their complaint how bishops felt that sex was healthy for their spirituality, all right? And
that's
that was something that kind of struck me, because now that's twisted, as we know, because in the Bible, God created sex for man and a woman, you know?
Right.
And
exactly.
He's saying at that time when they supposedly, the complaint states that bishops was stating how sexuality was healthy for his sex life and then performed oral sex on him. And at each stage, it was progressing deeper and deeper. Then it would be touching, kissing. Then I guess it went into full-blown sex, you know, with these statements.
If you go back and look at the disposition, go back and look at all these false teachers' disposition and how they led them into sin. Go back all the way to Jim Baker. You remember Tammy Baker and Jim Baker? What was their disposition? They always preach about finances and against corruption and trafficking and stuff like that. What did Jimmy Baker get caught doing? The same thing that he preached against. Did he not?
Yeah,
trafficking money.
Yeah, you're right.
Jimmy Swaggler, what was his disposition? He preached against what? Prostitution. Strongly preached against prostitution, homosexuality. That was his disposition. And what did Jimmy Swaggart get caught doing? Going in a hotel with a prostitute.
Okay, if I could just chime in, because I can't sit here through this. I really can't sit here through
this. Now, what was Eddie Long's disposition?
Hold on.
Let me make one more statement, and then I hear you.
Let me make one more statement, then I hear you, man. I can't do this. It's ridiculous.
Okay, go ahead and say your point real quick, PB, and then hold your thought real quick for me.
No,
okay,
it's no big deal. Okay, no big deal. Calm down. I hear you out. No big deal.
I think it's just ridiculous.
Ed Long's disposition.
Go ahead, PB.
I just think it's just totally ridiculous, like, what he's sitting here saying, because, like I'm saying, at the same time, the man is not convicted yet. Yeah, you saying all this, and, like, the stuff. Now, first, and then, if I could just say this. First, he said that the man, his character, something. Then he turned around and said the man didn't have no character. So I'm just saying, like, the stuff you're saying making no sense here. And, like, the man is not convicted yet. Like, let him be convicted first, and then we go ahead and say this. Like, all the stuff that you said that you had this idea that this man was a fake prophet and a fake pastor and all that stuff before these allegations even came out. The stuff that you based your stuff on didn't even make sense. Like, did you attend Bishop Eddie Long Church? Have you ever heard him preach a sermon where he spoke about sex? Like, this stuff that you're saying don't make sense to me. It might just be me, but it just don't make sense yet.
Can I say something right quick? I think there's a danger in a church becoming a mega church. I never really agreed with the premise of becoming a church with 25,000 members. How can one pastor attend to the members in his congregation when he has so many?
Absolutely.
And if he's preaching a doctrine, then his ministers also need to preach the same doctrine. So if he's hiring pastors off the street, he don't necessarily know what they're doing, what they believe. So I think there's a danger of getting too big, because when you get to a certain level, people begin, like the caller was saying, begin to worship that person as a god, and not and you know, a lot of people come to church just to because they love the pastor. You know, a lot of people don't come to learn about Christ; they come to hear what the pastor has to say. So, and the bigger he gets, the more people see mega churches as success, and they see small churches as unsuccessful. Like they're trying to become the pro league, like the mega church is.
Right, like a man. Right.
I see so many dangers in that, because when you get so big that you don't rely on God for everything, you can fall into this trap that this man is in now.
Wow.
You know, I'm listening to all of the
points that you just mentioned. Excellent point.
All of
the
testimonies
that
people are saying, that there's something true to what these guys are saying. It's just because it's so detailed. and so much detail to it, and so much history that they can go back and dig up. You know, we have to do. We have to wait to see what legally comes about. You know, because I'm not quick to say throw every man into the dog. But if this is true, you know, we have to address this. It's bigger than Bishop Eddie Long. It's going down to the pastor with 20
that's
members.
Crazy.
You know, he could be doing the same thing with 20.
Yeah, that's crazy. Go ahead, Leonard.
Oh, I was just saying that I think that there's a danger there that you get too big, it becomes business. You have to market. You have people that's working in the church that never hear a sermon because they're so busy running the church's business. So it's not even about coming to fellowship and learn of the Lord anymore, just maybe the ones that are there to attending. What about the hundreds that behind the scenes that never get to attend? So you have people that belong to his church that are not even born-again Christians. You got people working for him that are not even they're just promoting their radio, their television station, you know, and production. So you have so many different spirits mixing in with the congregation. And what point does it go from being about God to being about making quotas, paying the light bill on a $10,000 seat arena? You know what I'm saying? What point does it get to where we're ministering for free, but we got to make sure we got everybody paying debit into the tithe, you know, to the tithing ministry that they have? It's distorted and polluted.
Well, can I make this statement?
Yes.
What bothers me about Ed Long's address today or the sermon that he gave today, first of all, I thought it was a coward way out, a coward way of doing things, very unprofessional way of doing things, to instead of addressing the public court, because we are a free society. And first of all, to the other caller, you cannot pass judgment or get upset because Americans are passing judgment or discussing this in the public court. That's what makes this country, we're a free society. We have public court where people can come together in a discussion forum like we have now on the radio and in the public arena and be the trial and jury of a particular accusation or case or whatever the case. So you can't stop public opinion. That's coming. Bushism. They have
Real quick, Black Conservative, I want to read this comment in the chat room. I think we actually have some people that are from the church in the chat room because I got one listener will not call in. I've been trying to ask him to call in. He's got some strong opinions in here. But there's one in here, Pastor Variance, that says, I won't speak on this because I don't know if he did it or not, and God will reveal it long enough, and it will stick because I have inside info. So what does that mean? And then we have another one, People Connect Radio, that's in here and saying several things strongly defending the bishop. So I'm just wondering if some of these listeners that are in the chat, we have almost, good grief, the chat keeps moving. I'm trying to get, we have several, it looks like we have several ministers that may be actually in the house tonight, a ton of actual anonymous guests that are coming through tonight. For those of you who want to call in, you're welcome to at 646-716-8697. I extended the show. We're going to go 30 more minutes here, all right, because I do see that this is a heated topic, but very, very much needed and very, very heartbreaking for the African-American community, you know. And earlier I was mentioning, I said, you know what, if I hear about Bishop T.D. Jakes or Karen Clark Sheard, any of them, you know what I'm saying? If a skeleton come out of that closet, I'm going to be sick because I love me some Bishop. I do have another caller here. Hold on one second. I know someone had a comment here. Let me grab this new caller. All right. 405, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Where are you calling from and who's calling?
Brown Sugar and the rest of the panel there, this is Doc Dunn from Oklahoma.
Hey, Doc Dunn, Oklahoma. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. Tell me your thoughts on this crazy topic tonight, man.
Yes, let me just say this here with regard to Bishop Reverend Long. there's two ways you can look at it. Now, we've been talking about let the justice system handle and let's not indict him before he has his day in court. But
right.
Me being in the legal system, I know how it operates, okay? And there's just...
Wait, you said he's been in the legal system already?
I am.
Wow. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I hold a Juris Doctor out of school here. But, and I've been practicing a long time.
Okay.
And, you know, and the profile here, look at the profile of this situation that we're facing. The man has a method to where he is grooming spiritual sons, not spiritual young men, spiritual sons from underage, as far as I'm concerned, until they're legal in Atlanta, which is the age of 16. Now, if some of these individuals were transported across state lines for immoral purposes, regardless of whether an act took place, if it was just an intent, then there's an action that could be brought by the feds for violating that law, going across state lines for the purpose of
the hearing, right.
Mm-hmm. Now, with regard to Eddie Long, there's probably going to be more. As I have indicated, there's probably a long list. I've seen a list as long as 30 people who are going to come forward and want to make this into a class action.
Mm-hmm.
You have to realize that we do not tour at 16 and 17. A lot of people are saying, well, they're 16 and they're 17. They should have known. But when you're into a organization that exalts their leader to a god, a godlike status, and almost to the extent of a cultic following. Now, I watched his presentation this morning in church or via streaming TV. I never heard once, not one time, did he say, that he was innocent of these charges, that he did not do the acts that he's accused of sexually.
They
never indicated that I am not the man that the news media has portrayed me to be. However, he did not definitively state that I didn't do this. I didn't have sexual relations with this woman, as a quote that we've heard before. And so I see that, you know, there's two sets of evidence that you can look at. Direct evidence, directly associating him with this. And you also have circumstantial evidence, which is not direct evidence, but is built up to where you're looking at a preponderance.
That was like how the O.J. case was. Everything was circumstantial evidence, correct?
Yes, correct. You're looking at at the multiplicity of facts and circumstances to where a reasonable mind would say, yes, when I take into account the totality of the circumstances, then I do believe that these individuals have their veracity to their statements and what they're telling us. So,
absolutely.
Details, and have you looked at the complaints?
Right, I did put it in the chat room. There's a link that I put in there, and certainly I'll post it again for all the new callers and the new listeners here. We do have another caller on the line, but go ahead if you can sum up real quick. What you're saying is very interesting. I just don't want to keep this next caller holding much longer.
Exactly. So when you look at the complaints and you see the explicit detail, and the way, the manner in which it was done, especially when you, it's almost like date rape drugs that you give the individual, sleeping pills. And when you're sleeping out,
mm-hmm.
you don't know what's happening to you.
Right.
Period. And so I would hold judgment, yes, but we know in this country just us gets justice, right?
Right.
Right.
You're looking at a criminal justice system that has a duality to it, one for them, one for us. However, I'm not going to point the finger of blame. I'm looking at the circumstances, and it's not looking too good for the bishop. And the bishop also states, and he believes this, and he should believe this, that the Bible tells him, his own Bible, that he should be a bishop should be blameless, the husband of one wife. One wife means not getting divorces. But see, they overlook so many tenets of the religion that are not told and fail to study the religion. The Nicene Council, 325 A.D., and study for themselves.
He should not be covenants neither. He should not be greed of fifth and lucre. And Bishop Ed Long is very, very
exactly. And I'm going to
right.
go to respect to
well, you guys, if you can hold that thought, because I got to grab this caller here real quick. They've been waiting for quite some time.
Sure.
305, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, Brown Sugar. I'm calling from Miami, Florida, and this is Pastor Variance.
Oh, Pastor Variance. Okay. I was wondering. I was like, okay, are you from his church? Okay. How are
no,
you?
No, ma'am. I'm not from his church. I don't agree with anything that is not according to the Bible. First
okay.
and foremost, I am about the Bible. I'm not about anything other than the Bible. And if
all
he
right.
be wrong according to the Bible, then he needs to be handled according to Bible standards. I'm not saying if he slept with a minor. Now, according to law, if he slept with a minor, he needs to be judged by that law. According to the
yeah.
church rules, if he slept with somebody in the church and he's a leader of the church, then he needs to be dealt with, and he needs to step down, and he needs to be taught, and he needs to be on his face before God all day, every day. Because wrong is wrong,
yes.
and sin is sin. I'm not about
Amen.
Justifying anybody, because I don't believe in wrongdoing. I believe that a sin is a sin, and if I, who am a sinner who sins every day, can say that I'm more than anybody else, that's wrong. I'm not better than
yes.
nobody. The Bible calls
right.
us all sisters and brothers. Children. It doesn't call us
right.
mothers and fathers of each other, but it calls us all children. So I can only speak to what I know. Now, what I meant
Amen.
In the chat room is, if I'm your friend, or you think I'm your friend, I want to say that. If you think I'm your friend, or I think you my friend, because, see, that's a misinterpretation and a miseducation, too. But if I think you my friend, or if you think I'm your friend, and you let me hang around you long enough, you better believe I can put some stuff out there that appears to be true that is not true. I'm not saying that he did not do if he did do. But what I am saying is, if you put me around somebody long enough,
but
I can come up with
reason.
Enough evidence that
mm-hmm.
says you are guilty of something that you did not do. Now, you can go ahead with your statement, and I'm going to get off the phone. But that was my only point. My point was not,
right.
oh, Bishop ain't wrong. Oh, Bishop
okay.
didn't sin. Oh, Bishop didn't do. I don't know what Bishop did. I wasn't there. I wasn't in that
but
bed.
In circular
I wasn't on that trip. So wait, hold
let
on, because I'm not getting into an argument
hold on,
or an agreement. Let me finish what
that's
I'm saying.
Circular,
first and foremost,
circular
and then you can go ahead.
Say,
but wait, excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. Let me speak first, and then as a man and as a woman, I'll respect you as you speak, and I respect that you respect me and allow me to finish. Because I respect you as a man. So please respect me as a woman. I'm not asking you to respect me as a pastor, but I'm asking you to respect me as a
continue,
woman.
Continue, ma'am. You said that three times. Go ahead.
Exactly, because I want to make my point, but thank you for letting me finish. But anyway, like I said, I'm not agreeing with anybody because I don't have an agreement. I don't know what happened. He could be all out, you know, the person that we're making him to be. He can be all out wrong. He could be all out gay. He could be all out everything. But that's not for me to talk about. That was my point that I was making in the chat room. That's not
may
for
ask,
me to talk about.
May
if
I
everybody
ask
else, well, hold on now. I'm not finished. I let you finish. And I actually held on for a long time while you were talking before I started talking, okay? So hold on and let me finish, and then you start talking after me.
Well, you're taking 10 minutes.
But my point was, let me speak then, and I'll take about 15 if the phone's still on.
But
anyway,
but you know,
like I said, respect is respect, and if you are a respectable man that respects people,
okay,
then
ma'am,
while everybody respected
your,
you and allowed you to
we don't
speak,
hear,
you,
we don't want to hear
okay,
all that
you
other crap.
Go ahead,
which,
you
what
you
call
it.
We
say.
Have another
and
call
you
here.
Hold on. You
yeah,
allow other people
to
line.
I do apologize. Pastor Varian,
no,
can you
Brown
please go ahead
Sugar,
and finish with your point?
Wait, hold on. Brown Sugar, you
yes,
do
ma'am.
Your show, and caller, you speak like you want. But what I'm asking you, though, is what you're saying to people is not respectable if you don't allow somebody else to speak, but you speak as long as you want, and nobody says anything about that. That's not respect. That is not respect. Now, Brown Sugar, you go back with your show, and I'm going to get off the line, and y'all continue.
I appreciate your comments so much. Thank you, Pastor Vance.
Yes, ma'am.
And God bless. Thank you. I do have another caller here. I've got a grab that's been waiting patiently. 301, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling, and where are you calling from?
Yes, this Black Achievement calling back in, and it's only taking me 30 seconds.
Black Achievement, okay.
It's only taking me 30 seconds.
I don't know what he achieved, but go ahead.
Yes, 30 seconds. I already said that I think that the mental aspect of the case is very specious, is very weak. Now, the question of what to do with Bishop Ed Long. He's a part of a missionary Baptist church. They do things locally in church. I guarantee you that church has a board of trustees, a board of overseers, a board of deacons, deaconesses, whatever. That is up to that church to decide what to do with Bishop Eddie Long. If they want to oust him, deflog him, or whatever
it
is.
I agree with that.
That's up to the church. It's not up to us here. It's whatever, you know, or to keep him. That's up to that, that board, okay? I just want to add that. Keep it in perspective here. And I think you got a great show. You guys are really, really putting out some things that I never thought about. And I thank you, Brown Sugar.
No problem. Thank you. I want to read a comment. Gerald Reynolds Show says, Black conservative loves to see black people fail. I have never heard him say one positive thing about black folks. Black
conservative.
Oh, now he's
bragging and raising confidence. Oh, typical, typical, typical.
What is your thoughts on that?
You know what is surprising? You know what's very surprising? It's amazing when a black person think out of the box and make a different statement contrary to what they want you to say, all of a sudden, you know, you're trying to down black people, things of that nature, you know. But that's typical for them jungle bungees to say, I'm used to it.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Do you guys remember back in the 80s there was a white couple who ran a daycare center?
We have an intelligent debate, and they want to bring in the race card. Wow. That's impressive.
No,
Go ahead.
Anyway, what happened in the case was a class action lawsuit developed that the man and the woman was molesting the little kids and touching them, well, actually pedophiling them, touching them in the wrong places. They brought in a psychologist. The psychologist, went through the course of pointing out the dolls and all that stuff, the private parts and all this. Long story short, these people lost their job. They was drugging the court. This went on for a couple of years. And it came out later that they were innocent. It was over 100 and some odd kids and parents that was looking for punitive damages that joined the class action suit. And it all fell apart because the evidence came out that none of the kids' stories was lining up with each other's, with the testimonies kept changing. And they found out that the doctor who was questioning the kids was trying to goad them into saying certain things. And when they investigated her and her colleagues, they found out that a lot of the stuff was pretty much made up. So that's why I say we should always wait till we hear more evidence and see his side of the story before we pass a judgment. I do believe that you just can't make certain things stick to certain people. You just can't say somebody is gay and it just stick to everybody. It's some people it's definitely going to stick to. Some people may know something about Bishop Eddie Long and know that these allegations are going to stick. But we have to wait till we hear all the testimony, find out what the motive of these guys are now, today, why they're trying to sue him, because it's a lawsuit.
Yes.
It's not a criminal charges. It's lawsuit. So you're going to
see
people that's going to jump on a bandwagon.
He's still innocent until proven guilty. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we have to let the law do what they have to do.
Yep.
Some of us have already formed a preconceived opinion, and that's okay with that, too. But you know, everyone's different. Different strokes, different folks. But bottom line is none of us were there. You know, only God, him, and them four walls knew what was going on. You feel me? And so we just have to be careful. And the one scripture that comes to mind when Pastor Vance was speaking, do you remember the scripture in the Bible that says, beware of wolves in sheep clothing?
Uh-huh.
You know, and it just, that, if he is, you know, guilty of these things, it just blows my mind because I'm wondering, you know, it also talks about being aware of false prophets and, you know what I mean, and just how you have to truly know God for yourself, because if you don't, bottom line, what this story has taught me is that you will be misled. You see what I'm saying?
One thing we know for sure, that the truth, the whole truth ain't going to come out.
Absolutely. You know, so we just have to wait and see what happens over these next few weeks and see how many more individuals come out. But the question still raises an eyebrow. Why would these young men want to come out and be publicly humiliated and embarrassed like this? You know,
well,
I mean,
you know,
money, it ain't that much money in the world.
Think about it, too.
Absolutely.
If they already live, if they are the type of men that maybe, we know it's a lot of effeminate men in church. If they're already living this lifestyle, it don't really harm them to come out, especially if they're getting paid. You see what I'm saying? Some people will do anything. We see reality shows. They go out and shame themselves daily.
Yeah, you're
for
right.
Attention.
That's true.
Not
well,
even
let's say,
money,
let me say
just
something
attention.
Here. Let me step That's in true. And say, what is mind-boggling here is how everybody is going after these young men who have been violated by the bishop. You know, nobody is. It's amazed me that nobody is running to the defense of these young men who have been emotionally disturbed and probably their life have been ramshacked by the bishop and more behavior. Everybody is running to the defense of the criminal or the villain, the bad guy.
We don't know if they were real victims. That's what we're saying.
I know, I'm saying.
Well,
really
no, we actually do have
some
callers that were on the line. We do have people that are in support of the actual plaintiffs also.
Right.
I think it's
pretty much
split.
Hello?
It goes both ways. There's actually a comment in the chat room by Pianti, I think it is, that says Bishop Long, Eddie Long, is an entertainer, period.
Right.
Yeah, they don't call him a pastor.
Can y'all
so there's
hear
people
me?
That are for and against him.
May I say
no,
this?
No, 123, you
Nobody.
Are not muted. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I was, I'm sorry, phone problems. See, people are trying so hard, and this is the society's obsession with criminals, I think, because even if this man is convicted, you're still going to have some rolling around on the floor talking about it's not true. It ain't true. It ain't true. But there, no one is really looking at the details of certain things. If nobody is really doing any simple research. First allegation surfaced five years ago in 2005. And if I said this on another show because this is such a hot topic, if the attorney's job is to, like I said before, I'm not sure if I said it, she's not going to put her name. She has a reputation for being a great attorney. She's not going to put her name to a scam. So trust me, she drilled those boys worse probably than they're going to get it in court.
They've been
So people want to say, well, why did they wait so long? Well, nobody is saying that about the victims of the priest. Nobody's saying that about them. I mean, as far as someone who's been damaged and tampered with, and not only that, she had a legal duty. She had to evaluate the thoroughness of this case and all of the claims. And if you're complaining now about this bishop, oh, you're going to be complaining in the weeks to come because there's about another 30. So, I mean,
yeah.
You're definitely wasting your time for crying over four. You're about to be crying for real, worse than what he was about to do at his congregation. I mean, it's amazing to me the distance that people are willing to go now to defend this man. Even if they say, well, I don't know. People say, I don't know whether or not he did it, but then they're still leaning towards the fact of me, oh, most likely he didn't do it. Like, I mean,
yeah,
saying most likely he did do it. I'm saying that the facts haven't all came out yet, and he hasn't been able to present his story in court. We've already jumped to the side that
Leonard,
he's guilty.
Leonard, you're speaking. You're saying you think he did do it. I thought you were a forecaster.
No, I was.
You think
I'm
he did
the
it.
Truth. I think just like, and I'm gonna make this real quick. Just like with Michael Jackson, there's so many people saying the same thing. You know what I'm saying? There's so many people saying the same thing. He still dealt with boys after he was sued already. Still, can nobody say they believe that he actually was with a woman or that he married a woman, he had sex with a woman, anything like this, because he desired a woman? I think there's some truth to it. I'm just saying we need to find out all of the facts before we decide that these particular men were actually victims of him. Because what makes it shady to me is that it's a payday coming to somebody. And I know a lot of people that would jump on board and say something happened to them if they knew they were getting paid.
But let me ask you this, Leonard. What would replace you being violated? What would fix that?
Nothing. And I don't see why you should get paid. I'm thinking the man, if he committed a crime, he should be tried for the crime. Just like everybody said, he should be tried by that church. He should step down now. That's what I believe.
Yeah.
I would have been stepped down. I wouldn't even let this.
If I'm coming on Sunday after Sunday
preaching a sermon and I got people looking at me sideways, I would step down now. Because there's some valid deal. Something is valid. Something is valid.
Right,
because
he didn't actually come out and say, I'm not guilty and I did not, you know, do. But then again, in his defense, maybe his attorneys told him not to speak too much. You know, we just
don't quite know.
Real quick, I'd like to shout out my listeners in the chat room. I always do this, and the show's been so crazy. I have not had a breath to actually get it out. So American Citizen, Angela Wilson Radio, Bish Talk Radio, Black Achievement, Blessed Angel Eyes. We have Britt Mont, Brother For Real, Doc Sin. We have the Gerald Runnell Show, Gionic, multiple guests. Oh, my goodness, so many anonymous guests. Oh, no, 123. We have, I think, is it Odell Jai? If I messed it up, forgive me. Pastor Variance, who wasn't playing earlier. People Connect Radio have so many opinions but won't call in. Bianchi. and we have POTUS, Queen Classy, T.K. Woodson, and V. Diggs 1979. Welcome all to Brown Sugar Radio tonight. Also, too, I'd like to shout out my Facebook listeners that are tuning in. Thank you so much for coming through on this controversial issue. If you'd like to quickly state your opinion, we have a few minutes remaining. The number is 646-716-8697. That's 646-716-8697. All right?
May I say, I agree wholeheartedly
what you were saying, you know, and I do believe we need to wait till all the facts are out. But at the same time, I also believe that we should not automatically discredit the plaintiffs, you know what I'm saying, just because there have been false cases in the past. We do have another caller here. I'm going to grab real quick. 314, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
This is Bianchi calling from the Midwest.
Bianchi,
you know,
what's happening?
I heard somebody say they shouldn't get paid. You know, you have tens of thousands of whites that's getting paid for what the Catholic priests have done to them. Some of them came even after they have reached their adulthood because of the emotional pain that they're trying to live in. And another thing, the victims experience damage, and the courts are allowed to apply a monetary value to the damages that they experience. That's why they should get paid. But another point that nobody's looking at, if he was taking boys into other parts of the world and other countries, he stands a possibility of being charged in those countries for what he's done.
Wow.
I hope they put out a bounty on his head like a Bin Laden. I would like to, you know, cash in on that.
That's crazy. I totally forgot about that.
Hey, can I ask you a question? Can we curse on this church on this show?
I don't curse.
No,
you're welcome to, but if you can hold that, he said it's Sunday. You're so crazy. Oh. Like I said, I have another caller. Real quick, hold on, just a little one. Y'all funny. Okay, I got another caller. I'm sorry, you guys. Hold on 1 second. 678. You're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Where are you calling from, and who's calling?
Hey, this is a clinic classic calling from Atlanta. I know you don't
have
much time. Hey,
I hadn't heard from you in a minute. Good thing. I'm so glad that you called in tonight. What's your thoughts?
Just a quick thought. You know, it's sad. Those individuals, like looking in the chat room and some of the things that's being said, it's sad when we don't put a intellectual thought on our opinion or a research thought on our opinion, and we just minimize ourselves to slander and name calls. You know what I'm saying? If you have an opinion and you say, it's my opinion, at least do yourself a favor and research something. Or like the brother mentioned, be patient enough to wait and see if you get some more information, because what we have nowadays is anybody can say anything. Anybody can say anything. But there's no more reverse lawsuits for slander like there used to be. So it doesn't matter whether these boys are right or wrong. You know what I'm saying? If you prove that they were all lying, like that Blagojevich thing over in Chicago, all that's going to happen, we're going to get a little small retraction in the headlines and saying boys found not credible, and they're going to keep on moving.
So, you know, if it is, then, you know, it benefits nobody. And if it's not, it benefits nobody. So for those people who are trying to do the troll thing, all I say to you is have the courage to stop being cowards and say something that's either researched or has some mental value to it, rather than giving yourself cookies by making slander statements or name calling.
Can I make a comment, Brown Sugar? That applies also to those who say that these young men today are coming forth due to the fact that they just want money. Because these young men could be suffering from the trauma of this hideous act that was performed on them, if in fact it did perform on them. So just to say that the people who's attacking Eddie Long need to be careful. Let me finish, because I was quiet while you was talking.
Okay.
To say that the ones who are victims who are now coming forward, just coming forward for Monday, is just as slanderous, I think, also. Thank you.
Yeah.
My point was doing it for the money. I said when you have money involved, you have to really look at it, because people are motivated to get paid.
Doing it for the money, that's pure subjective. They could have been done that a long time ago. That's a subjective argument.
But in their case, they said they were getting paid. They said they were getting trips. They said they got a sense of jury.
But your argument is called guilty by association. Just because he has a lot of money, it doesn't constitute evidence that these guys' motives are to get money. The truth of the matter is, Mitchell Long was the one who said that, you know, he passed a multi-million-dollar church, and you got to put him on a different scale than a little black preacher sitting over there that's supposed to be hidden by because the people are suffering. So Bishop Long was the one that put himself on a better scale, a different scale, so he is to be judged by a different order of judgment. So he's the one that said that back in 2005 that you had to put him on a different scale. So we're putting him on a different scale, and now He don't want to take his own medicine. He the one said put him on a different scale.
Agreed. Well, that's more to the media, because I can give you cases where you've had small churches where these things are going on also, and the media just choose to blow them up. Everyone would buy to have a center stage, a CNN attention on their whatever their issue is that they're trying to promote.
Sad. I think that, you know, something of this magnitude, you know, it had to come to light, you know, possibly because if he is guilty, I don't want to say he is, all right, we don't know, but if by any chance these allegations are true, you know, it has to come a time where you have to pay, you know what I mean? You have to be able to, whatever, like I said earlier, what's done in the dark is going to come to light, and you can only continue doing wrong for so long, you know what I'm saying? And I believe that, you know, it does an injustice to those that are really, truly trying to follow God's word.
Right, absolutely.
So now we have innocent people that are like new saints that are coming to the church, or people that may be transitioning into Christianity. They may be turned away now and say, well, I don't want to fool with them Christians because all of them fake. That's what hurts me the most out of this entire situation. That's what's heartbreaking to me.
I got a question for you, Brown Sugar.
I think he's a fudge packer.
I got a question for you right quick.
This is Leonard.
Who is this speaking? Leonard. Go ahead.
Yeah. I got a question for you guys, for everybody that's in the room. You know, according to the Bible, we are held accountable for our own sin. Even if we find ourselves in a position where we have a choice, because everybody has a choice. Now, we know that young folk are more impressionable, and the Bible says that a millstone should be put around your neck and cast to the sea if you cause the least of these to fall. So we know that if this man do it, which there's a lot of evidence coming out that I feel is valid, that it could bring him down. But at the same time, when we go and stand before God, and they have been committing these acts with him and getting money and trips and things like that, do you think that God will also judge them based upon their actions? Or will they get a fly-by because, as we say, they were coerced with money and gifts?
I think people will be tried based on their violations of a citizen's civil rights in the society in the country.
I'm talking about God, not civil rights. I'm talking about
as far as God, they're going to have their reward, whatever their heart's desire is in the situation. Like the other brother's point, if it was just to go after criminal thing, that would be your main.
This is Queen and Class.
I think you missed my question. My question is
go ahead. Finish speaking.
Okay, listen. We're missing a point here now. This man is not even qualified to be the bishop. Why don't we hold him to the biblical standards that they're teaching?
What do you want us to do? Pick up some rocks? I mean, can I get to the meaning of your point? Because it's so negative.
I would really like to sharpen
my sword with you and go stab the person.
Leonard, I'm getting to the hypocrisy of this man.
That's not Leonard.
Should we kill him today, sir?
I'm looking at the hypocrisy. This
is what we're going to do, you guys. Say your name, because I have like 80 people on the phone line. Say your name so that the listeners in the chat and the archive listeners won't get confused. Say your name before you make a comment, and please try to comment one person at a time. As you see, I have extended the show again, all right, because I want all of these points to be heard.
This is 405.
All right, 405.
1 Timothy 3:1 about the office of a bishop, which he desireth a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife, not 10, not 3, not 2, not 20, 1, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality. 1 Timothy 3:3, not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre. That means money. But not.
And you know what? I'm glad 405 you mentioned that, because it was also allegedly that. Hold on, you guys. Let me finish, please. It was alleged that he was performing marriage ceremonies with these gentlemen. How many of you heard that?
Yeah,
yes.
I heard it.
Yes.
So, in a twisted sense, if this is true, it's eerie to see that if this man is taking God's word and twisting it to abide by his life and his meanings, you know, how sometimes you can take a Bible scripture and you fit it to meet the needs of your life so that it's justifiable.
Right.
Can I also say that...
This is Oh No speaking.
Oh,
please say your name before you speak. So,
I said,
all right,
oh,
go
no.
ahead, Oh No.
You called me. you called me. That's not all. I mean, what... Man, let's not also forget that this man himself, I mean, he's leaving things out there. He almost warned his congregation, so it's so hilarious to me. He basically warned you when he said, I'm human. When he constantly says that I'm not perfect.
Exactly.
Nigga, that's not the thing to say right now. You need to be crying, crawling on the pulpit, saying, dear God, I'm innocent.
Yes.
That's what he should have did. He should have went up there like, what is it, sexual chocolate from, like I said before, an American, what is it, coming to America. Cause, like, that's his grand finale. He was completely inappropriate, and he should have defended himself at the least. But something tells me that the people are just not getting it, and they're going to be very, very hurt at the end of it all. Whoever's supporting this man is going to be very hurt, because himself, Paul said that he wasn't perfect. He kept telling y'all that, and y'all started cheering. Praise the Lord.
Yeah,
hallelujah.
It's unfortunate.
I love you,
it's very unfortunate. I have a comment I want to read, and then real quick, TB, if you want to say a comment, you certainly can. He's getting this is crazy tonight. My goodness. Angela Wilson Radio, I wanted to read what she said, which was very powerful. Let me scroll back up. It says, drunkenness. Oh, man. Okay, you guys, keep chat. Drunkenness, not violent but gentle. No quarrelsome, not a lover of money. Oh, guys, I'm trying to read this. His own family well and see that his children obey him with proper respect. If anyone does know, I'm trying to read the chat. He's moving. How to manage his own family. He can take care of God's church. He must also have a reputation with outsiders so that he will not fall into disgrace and into the devil's traps. I must have missed a portion of that because it seems like it was going on. No noble task, no overseer must be reproached. Angela Wilson, if you can call in, because I'm trying to read what you're saying, and the chat just keeps going and going and going. Are you speaking on what you believe a pastor should do or be? Anyway, I'm trying to get the
thoughts
that I have.
Nobody has addressed this also the claims of fraud, him using church money to do and, you know, give these boys what the guy consider a quote-unquote lavish lifestyle. Nobody's talking about the fact that it's evident that he used, you know, church money for
church
that.
Church money, tithes and offering, which should be for God's house. That is something that is very, very disturbing, if that is true, you know. Gosh, I forgot about that. It's been too much that's been going on lately. You
know? I know, it's too much.
It is.
And just like it's also too much for everyone to acknowledge the fact that these boys have receipts. They have, they also, to these hotel rooms, they also, the fourth one also has the gift that this man purchased them. I mean, and what else? Phone
records.
They're
going to subpoena all the records to all that stuff, too. Yeah, so
records
going to be quite interesting. TB, what are your thoughts? I know your head is spinning over here. It's crazy tonight. What are your thoughts as far as, you know, if it is true, him possibly spending church money on these things? Because one thing that Black Achievement stated was that he did not do any sin according to the law. But, you know, if he is spending church money, you know what I'm saying, didn't they have, like, a big investigation on these mega churches? What are your thoughts on that?
Wow, Sugar, I just want to start with saying I can't. Like, tonight has just been crazy. People calling in with their opinions and their views. And see, me, I'm just strictly going off the Bible. I'm not even dealing with the law, because I keep on trying to tell you it's a separation between religion and law, because there's many different religions out there. So it's a big difference between religion and law. But my thing is this right here. Even if this come out, if the Eddie Long is convicted and he's found guilty, what does that change in my life at the end of the day? What does that change in your life at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to have to be held accountable for that, not me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, nor do I live in Atlanta, nor do I attend his church, so that's not going to affect me at the end of the day. And plus, none of his church members that follow his word, none of them are going to be held accountable for that. Only Bishop Eddie Long is going to be held accountable for that. So, like I said, if he did it, and the Bible says, like the whole point that Pastor was making in the chat room, a man sleeping with a man, that's a sin. Period, point blank. So, you know, if he did anything against religion, then, you know, hey, he's going to have to be held accountable for that, not me. So I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to even try to stress the case. If he's wrong, he's wrong. You know, I'm done.
Right, I hear you, you know, absolutely. And that's a good point. At the end of the day, how does it affect your life, you know, and I guess it's just a lesson learned, you know, so just watching, and all we can do is pray, you know. All we can do is certainly pray and see what's going on here. I do have a listener that is actually, wait a minute, that used to attend, not a member. I'm going to bring back Queen and Classy. I do apologize, you guys. I had to put you all on mute because everybody was talking at the same time. So I'm going to bring you in. If you want to speak, just please let me know in the chat room, okay? We only have a few minutes remaining. Queen and Classy was actually a member at the Bishop's Church, and so certainly I would love to talk about that. All right, you're live on the air. Please let us know what was it like, and as far as how do you feel when you hear these allegations about the bishop and you know, what people are saying now.
Well, not only was I a member, I did work behind the scenes, so I got to see other things as well. I don't feel anything. It's kind of like the brother said, the purpose of a church is for you to get together people with like mind. It's not for you to be holier than thou said. So if one person falls, even if it's the leader of the church, it's a shock to outside people, but people in the faith understand that if someone falls, it doesn't diminish you and your walk. Actually, it makes your walk a little bit stronger.
Mm.
But with that said, I will say I do believe that, A, he did it to himself by having this complex of what a lot of people in psychology call an Adonis complex. He did it to himself on that level. And if it wasn't the pitcher's element there,
there probably wouldn't even be enough fuel to do things with. The lady made the point about trips. Okay, here's what you must understand with the Longfellow program, which is what you're talking about. And this is what I mean by research before we spit these opinions. I personally think something weird has happened. So let me say that first. So I think something has happened, or he shouldn't have been in a position to be by himself with anyone. But let me tell you about the Longfellow program. It is not uncommon for boys to take trips because the Longfellow program is a mentorship program that a mother, father, or a single parent pays like $1,200 to get this person into the Longfellow program. So there are people that he just adopts into the program. But then my question has to be, if they're in the Longfellow program, is there a paper trail showing, A, that this boy not only took trips with other boys who happened to be on the plane or with other people on a valid trip, that it wasn't just a one-on-one session, because everybody's trying to allude that it's a one-on-one session. Second thing is, for having a car, that's nothing. I mean, people at all types of churches get taken care of in regards to cars, or if a person says, I don't have a place to live, they get fronted in a place for a month or two. It's not uncommon. Okay. It happened during the Louisiana flood. So, I mean,
okay,
you know, I understand
okay.
y'all fears. But
right.
It's more, you know, it's just like I'm waiting to see more facts, because all this, I don't attend the church, I'm going to speculate, I'm not even of God, I'm going to speculate because I want to see this person fall. That type of rhetoric, it just doesn't hold water. Please get some research, and I'll back up on that thought.
Right, absolutely. That's the bottom line right there, is know your facts. That's why I'm a little reserved with what I have to say tonight, because I don't have all the facts. And, you know, I certainly don't want to crucify the man, you know, if he's innocent. I do know that people can set up decoys and, you know, make things look like what they're really not. And so, you know, it's something we have to certainly be mindful of, because people with money often get set up all the time. So I'm trying to keep a broad perspective on this and look at both sides of the fence, you know. And that's what I said at the beginning of this show segment, is that I'm trying to watch both sides. I'm trying to see, you know, I want to balance it. I want this show to be fair. I'm not going to beat up on the bishop. I'm not going to beat up on the plaintiffs tonight. But I do want to state the facts. And so far, the facts that we have are four young men have filed complaints, you know, stating the bishop did these things. And allegedly, there are more men coming forth. And one caller said earlier that possibly, I think it was Leonard. Leonard, I'm going to bring you back live here. Leonard was mentioning that a class action suit took place with a criminal case. Was it, Leonard?
Yeah, it was in the 80s. I'm gonna get the information so that I can put it out there when I do my show too. But
yes, you can find, if you're online, can you find that link and put it in the chat room, please? If you're able to. I don't know. Are you still commuting?
How long are we on? Because I'm outside. Actually,
you're outside. No problem. We have 15 more minutes on the show.
Okay, I'll try to
get
a hold of it. But it was a son and a mother who ran a daycare center in the 80s, and they had over 100 some odd children in a class action suit against them, and they later found that the doctor, the psychologist that was asking the kids questions, was adding to their, you know, giving them what to say pretty much. And a lot of kids came out after being questioned by other counselors and said that nothing happened. They were just saying what the doctor told them to say.
Oh, right. So
we
have to be careful.
We have to get the facts.
Also.
Yeah, we have to get all the
absolutely.
Facts, because even though it looks damning, like the brother just said, all these boys were taking trips to these different places. So we don't know if it was one-on-one or if it was just something he did for all of them. You know, it's a lot of evidence that needs to come out.
It's a whole lot. Absolutely. We have another caller here. I think this might be Bianchi calling back in. And Queenie Classy, if you can hang tight, because I do have another question for you. 314, is this Bianchi?
Yeah, you know, trying to, you know, shake aside the fact that he used charitable tax-exempt funds in the form of an automobile to give away to somebody, that's irrelevant. Well, tell that to college athletes who try to receive as much as a ticket to go home and attend their mother or their father's funeral. they're really just against the NCAA rules, just like giving away cars that was purchased with tax-exempt money to individuals is against IRS rules.
Mm-hmm.
It just astonished me how we come up with all these excuses to try to take up for this man. You got two courts going on here. You got a religious court, which does not count in the United States of America. He would be tried, and he would be indicted if there's enough evidence. He would be tried and convicted in a U.S. court of law.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. You're absolutely right. Especially, I think someone mentioned earlier that if a video comes out, then it's a wrap. How much more proof do you – well, no, I can't even say that. We've seen what happened with R. Kelly. There was allegedly a video, and he was innocent. So they've seen him innocent in the court of law. So I don't even think videos work anymore. I don't know. That's a whole nother show, though. Okay? Wow. Real quick, Queen and Classy, I had a question. You said you did a lot of behind-the-scenes work. Mentioning that, it was alleged that some of the staff members at the church had kind of seen some things that were going on and that a lot of things were covered up. Do you feel or have you seen anything that may have indicated something shady? You know, if you're not allowed to speak on it, by all means, I don't want to put you in any type of legal fire, but certainly you tell us what you can.
I'll say simply that here's what caused me not to be involved behind the scenes. At T.D. Jakes' church, there's a big hands-on from his wife. Stuff don't move without her knowing. At Bishop's church, you have a lot of opportunists behind the scene, and you really can't tell where Bishop's hand begins or ends.
Wow.
And you have a lot of people connected to the wife who have very good intentions in what she does, but respectfully, there are a lot of ladies, I call them the big hat-wearing ladies, even though none of them wear hats. You know, it's those people who wear the rhinestone hats that want to be seen. Well, there's people who have direct connection with the wife, who the wife might not even know, but the way they behave is not for the people. So, you know, that type of nonsense, but when you would talk with the bishop or even his wife or certain other individuals, hey, I got this concern. What? You having that problem? Man, I get that taken care of, and it's taken care of tomorrow. But those other people are still in place. So I just want you guys to understand, sometimes it's not so much that they've seen something or have not seen nothing. A lot of people in power in the church, it's not like a true corporation where there's checks and balances and homeboy got to go because his performance is bad. It's a friendship click thing, and Johnny could be messing up for years and nobody says nothing. So the same thing could be true, and unlike a lot of people on here, I'm going to be fair on both sides, the same thing could be true of the bishop. If he had been out of pocket, trust me, the behavior I've seen from people, they would cover it up because of how they get down personally. And let me make this last thing. There was a time where I found the young lady very attractive, little 16-year-old. Her mama had kicked her out, and I knew, man, if I didn't help her, man, there was going to be some pimp who would get her overnight. She was too sweet, and she was just way too attractive. I took her to the church, tried to find her some homies, some shelter. You know what I was told? Oh, we don't deal with that. We call Amway. Huh?
What?
This is a mega church.
Oh, wow.
Holy Spirit went over to Creflo Church. Same type of thing. But listen when I say, people, you cannot blame necessarily the heads of these situations because they may not know. It's the underlings that they've given power to. And ultimately, I did find somebody to help.
And because the church is so big, it would be hard to kind of identify some of it, the shadiness. And that's in all churches. We can't just solely blame Bishop's Church for that. You know what I mean? Because, I mean, all churches, unfortunately, you know, we got a little villain in all of them, you know. But certainly, you know, I think that the bigger the church, the harder it is to rectify. You know
what
I'm saying?
Let me say this last thing before you mute me.
It's simply this. I know you got to do what you got to do to be fair to everybody. But it's simply like this, people. This individual has just made some money through his tapes and CD sales. It has less to do with the tithing and money you see getting put on the platform. A lot of that is light bill alone is crazy ridiculous. You wouldn't imagine.
Yeah.
So a lot of money you see pastors get is from DVD sales, because you got to remember DVD tapes is like 25 cents, and if somebody paid $5-$10 for it, look at the recoup. So if you want to hate an individual because they're successful, go ahead, but at least be honest and say, I don't like the fact that he's making money at all. But last point, even the devil is helping more people than some of the people making nasty comments. Because you can sit in your house and critique this particular vision, which he may be guilty. You can do all these things, but at the end of the day, he has helped more people than you have. So my question would be, if we removed him today, can we count on you to do at least 10% of what he does? Or will you still sit off to the side and throw stones about what somebody ain't doing? Thank you,
That's
ma'am.
That's crazy. Okay, thank you so much for those valid points you made. We do have some more callers here I got to grab. Thank you, Queen and Classy. 832, you're on the air with Brown Sugar Radio. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Angela. I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Angela, thank you so much for holding. I was like, Angela, please call in. I'm trying to read your comment.
I know. I've been talking about this all week. The only problem that I have with this situation is that I think a gentleman said it earlier about the plaintiffs involved. People, they're so quick to judge these plaintiffs, discredit these plaintiffs, even without knowing the whole story. Just like the people that are speaking against Eddie Long,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have people that are speaking against the plaintiffs. I mean, what's the difference? You have your
right.
side. I have my side. Now, I will say this. I feel that he did place himself in this predicament, and I'll say this because when I was in New Orleans, I was attending church. The pastor at that church, he and I, we didn't see eye to eye on a lot of things, but one thing I've always respected and agreed with him is that whenever he had to meet with somebody, it was not him and that person one-on-one. His wife was there. Another person in the church was there. And this was a way for him, you know, so he won't be placed in a compromising position.
Absolutely.
And
that makes perfect sense.
You know, that's where he's lacking. And I feel sorry for, you know, I saw the whole thing on the television today, and the first thing came to mind where he is concerned is that same Jim Jones mentality. If he gave that church poison Kool-Aid today, they drank it. And that's sad.
It's very sad.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it is. You know, and that's why I was stating. Go ahead.
I just think people, you know, at the same time, they shouldn't discredit the plaintiffs because they have pictures, text message, and emails. And the pictures might not be incriminating, but you don't know the words or the words that's in the text messages or the emails. You don't know what was written in there. So, I mean, it could be damaging or incriminating. And I do expect more people. They have four so far, but I expect more people to come forward after his performance he put on today.
Yeah, it's something else. Actually, BJ, I think, is it Bernstein? Bernstein, she stated they do
mm-hmm.
have more coming forth, but as mentioned earlier from Oh No, 123, she was stating that she tries, and I did read that she has them go through, you know, questionnaires, and she does double checks everything. She crosses every, you know, T and dots every I. She wants to make sure that these people are legit because she doesn't want her reputation out there on a wing. You know, so up
and
to 30
time,
is what Oh No says. Okay.
At the same time, these men are putting themselves in a position of to be scrutinized by the public, which they're doing.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yep.
And, you know, that makes me think that there's some validity to the stories. I'm not, you know, I can't say I wasn't there, but I do have a friend who's also a minister, and he shared with me today that, you know, that's been going on. He's been to the church. He's been in his presence. So he was like, that's been going on. And the only problem he have is that they didn't come out at the time that it happened.
Wait. Oh, wait. Lord, have mercy. Girl, did you say you have a friend? I want to make sure I'm processing this right. You have a friend.
I have a friend. He's a minister.
He went to Eddie Long, Bishop Eddie Long's church.
He's been in his presence. He's gone to his church.
And he
says
that
has been going on in the church. And the fact that the people in the church, you know about it and don't do anything about it because they have their own selfish motives when it comes to, you know, exposing the bishop. Then you have to look at the church. I mean, what congregation would stand up there and point their finger at their pastor when they're included in the lawsuit? If he's guilty, then you're guilty also.
That's true.
So you have to show
the support. Yeah, because the head, it trickles all the way down from the head. Let me put it like this, if they were aware of it, because there could be some people that weren't aware of what was going on. Let me pull that back, you know. But those that
but
were
that
aware and that covered it up and were quiet, those are the ones I'm speaking on behalf of. This show can go on and on and on. I know, is that you? You have another, Leonard?
Yeah, do you guys remember the people that said that they saw stuff with Michael Jackson? And
yes.
Everybody wonder how they worked for him for so long and seeing things that wasn't, kosher going on with him and these kids. And the question was brought up, why weren't they held accountable for being a part of it?
Yeah.
If you say nothing and you know something's going on, you're just as guilty as the person who's committing the act.
Absolutely. Well, golly, you know our time is coming gone. We only have like 2 minutes left. I mean, this is crazy. I would love to go on and on, but I can't extend the show anymore, and my kids, I got to get them ready for school in the morning. So this has been an awesome show. Thank you so much, Angela. We had Pianki. We had Queen Classy. We had, let me go back, Oh No. Then we also had Black Conservative call in. Don, is it Doxin? We had so many wonderful people that called in to the show, if I forgot anybody. Pastor Variance that called in. Thank you all so much, all your opinions. We got PB, who actually called in also.
Great show.
The show is winding up here. So I just want to say thank you all so much, Leonard. Thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule. And, the best thing we can do right now is just watch and pray. As the Bible says,
right.
Watch and pray, because no one knows what happened. But by all means, what's done in the dark will come to light if this is a true fact that is being reported. So all of you guys, I want to say next week we're going to have an awesome show. Please come back next Tuesday. We have Spike Spielberg in the house. He'll be doing his thing, teaching us on how we could lose weight, and he has Bodyology, if you haven't heard of the Gospel Body products they have in order to eat healthy. They're shakes that you can drink. And then on the 30th, I have a nurse practitioner coming through to teach women on the importance of taking care of their bodies. Breast Cancer Awareness, kicks off October 1st. And many of you, please come back. Also, too, lock Brown Sugar Radio into your favorites so you can be notified when we have hot and last-minute shows like this. Definitely make sure you follow us on Twitter at Brown Sugar Radio. Lock us into Facebook at Brown Sugar, SUGA Radio. I'll post the links in the chat room so you guys can follow. Other than that, I want to say thank you guys so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. You guys make it a fantastic night. Good night and be blessed.
Brown Sugar Radio.
Brown Sugar Radio.
That's where it's happening. The most impressive show
on internet radio.
Brown Sugar Radio. You don't want to miss a segment of excitement.
We have the hottest celebrities, interviews,
and gossip.
Breathtaking topics, the latest fashion,
health and beauty tips.
Underground hip hop and R&B.
And artists to make you groove and
and the best fans to chat with.
Come and chill with the girl Brown Sugar every Tuesday and Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I'm gonna take my